Menachos, Per Gimel Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah is very menachistic. That means it doesn't share much in common with Maseches Vachim, because it's going to talk about the prote and digduke avoidos that are done specifically in a Korban Mincha. What's an avoida hamakevis? We described that the same way in a Korban, in a Zevach. So there's four avoidos, Shchita Kabbalah Elocha Zrika. So there's also Kmitza, Kabbalah, Elocha, Haktara, those four are ma'akev. No two ways about it. However, there's any number of avoidis which are part of the Seder HaMincha, and then we have to discuss what's makiv, what's not makiv. Let's be magdim, how we'll take the regular Korban Mincha, Mincha Soilus. So there's an amount of Soilus, there's an amount of Shemen. The way it's done is like this. The Shemen is put into the Kli Shoris. Remember that a Korban Mincha doesn't have Kedushas Korban by being the Kli. It's not like a behemoth that when a person says, Harezeh, Korban Shlomim becomes Niskadish B'Kedusha Shlomim. The Mincha only becomes a Mincha with Kedusha's Korban when it's put into the Klishoros. So the Shemen is put into the Klishoros. There's the measure of Shemen, Kol Echad Lefi Korbanoi. There's a Nesina Rishonah into the Kli. There's then the Soilus is put in. So the Soilus is put on the Shemen. More Shemen is put in. Then we do what's called Belila. Belila is to mix the two of them. Belila always means to mix up. In the Torah it's that way in Parshas Noach. And then there's a third Nesina Shemen that's called Yitzika. On top of the mixture they put more Shemen, the rest of the Shemen that's in the Kli Shoris. That was Niskadish. Lo Yotzak. It's not talking about that it's a Korban Mincha without Shemen. What we're talking about is that the Shemen was put in L'chatchil and it wasn't put in afterwards, Lefi the Seder that we just described. L'maisi, the Gemara has a big discussion. You look at the Tesis Yom Tiv, and the Gemara says that the Pasuk of Yitzika is Ibig Echazer twice, and the Kalal, we mentioned this in Maseches Vachim, is that Shono HaKos of Lakav. This is a big Yisoid in Kochim, that we can't learn out Svaris, what's Ma'akim, what's only a mitzvah L'chatchil and a Seder Korban. But what we do know is that wherever the Torah repeats something the second time, it's Shono HaKos of Lakav. If it's only written one time, it's just a mitzvah L'chatchil. Yitzika, the Torah says twice. So the way the Gemara says it is however the mitzvah's Yitzika, which is the rest of the Shemen poured on top of the Mincha, does not have to be done by a Kohen. It's not an Avoida HaMakeves B'Kohuno. It can be done by a Zor. So when we say Lo Yotzak, it means Lo Yotzak HaKohen, Elo, somebody that's not Kosher L'Avoida. Lo Bolal means Bechlalma. The Gemara says that the Belila is taken not Ma'akev. Now there's a catch to that also. The Torah does say kama times that the Korban Mincha, looking Perek Beis in Vayikra, should be belula bashomen. So that would seem to be ma'akiv. But the Torah doesn't say over twice that it has to be a maisa belula. So selanza chazoi. The Gemara says that it has to be that the maisa belula is not ma'akiv, like we just said. But the fact that it's ro'ui to be bolul is a Dova Ma'akiv. And this is the famous principle that we learn in Gan Shas. Dova Haroi Lebila Bila Ma'akevis. Anything which is Roi to that mitzvah, since the Torah says to do it, so what we're saying is that the Tzura of the Mincha has to be fit for such. The Gemara has an interesting halacha that if a person wants to be Makriv Shishim Soin of a Korban Mincha, it's not going to mix well, a huge amount. It's not going to mix well. Because of that, that kamus is called Enei Roi Lebilo. And we learn this in Shas in many places. Sometimes there are dinim that are not ma'akiv in any mitzvah. Echveis, l'mashul, by chalitza, there are pratim that are not ma'akiv. But it has to be that the man, the woman who are doing the chalitza are ro'i lo'isei ma'isa. So if bilo is possible, if it's Roy Lebila, then ain't Bila Ma'akevis. If it's any Roy Lebila, then the Suk, the Min, is Mufka from that Zach, and Bila Ma'akevis. So that's the way to read the Mishnah Tzadik. Lo Yotzak, the Kohen, but somebody else. Lo Bolal at all, but it has to be Roy Lebila Al Kobanim. Lo Posas, the Torah says Posas Sois Epitim, the Mincha is broken into pieces. The Mincha is baked. Or at least three types, a minchas machvas, macheshas, and a mafetana, not a minchas soilus, that's left loose. But these three are baked, so they're hard. So they're nichbal, we'll see Mitzvah Hashem Perek Vov, you bend over the challah that was baked from the mincha, you bend it over into two, then bend it over again, break it into pieces, and then the kmitza is done. So it says over here that the psisa, mitzvah's psisa, is not li'kuva. However, it's important to note, we look over here at Rashi and the Rav, Tesis Yom Tov elaborates on this, it seems clear that you don't need the mitzvah's psisa, but practically it's going to have to be a smaller piece. And the reason for that is partially a technical detail. The kmitza on something that's hard can't be a kmitza from a big piece. It has to be a kmitza on a small piece. So mele, by definition, it's going to have to be broken, but it's not a kiyum of mitzvah psisa. It's not done for that. It's done partially to facilitate the kmitza. The nafkamina of that is that a minchas koyin will learn a mitzvah Hashem. That a minchas koyin does not have kmitza. It's kol lala mizbeach. So there's no need for that either. And the psisa itself, als mitzvah psisa, is not ma'akiv. Weiter, loy molach. One of the halachis was before the haktoros hakoymitz, which went together with the levoina, they put melach on. All haktoros have melach. The korbanos, the haktoros, the chalom vemurim by korban oil, all the chalokim of the behema, all were salted before they were put on the mizbeach. It's passing in Parshas Vayikra. If that wasn't done, that's not ma'akiv. Loy heinif. There was minchas ton tenufa. Not all of them. Minchas oimis ton tenufa, minchas knois. Each one needs a pasuk. So again, that maisa wasn't done. It's not makiv. It's not one of the seyde hamakevis. Lo higish. There's hagosha all minochas. The Torah says, v'kriva la koin, v'gish ala mizbeach. The koin brings the kli together with the mincha inside the kli ala mizbeach. And he touches the corner of the mizbeach. Keren, droimis marovis of the mizbeach. We learned that that's the seder of where the mincha was done. We learned in Perkeiz Mukaiman. And after that, based on that halacha. So also, that's not a ma'isa hamakevis. Oishu psosan pitim v'rubois. Or he did the kmitza, but he did it wrong. He did it into bigger pieces than what should be done. Now, there's no shear in the pieces, but it means that, let's say, he was posas, he broke it into two pieces, not four. The chayra, if we learned before, the loy posas at all, kalvachayim, if it was done, but of smaller pieces. The gemara would be a tzad, maybe to say not that way. At least if the mincha is sholem, so it has that, even if the psisa wasn't done. But over here, it's broken, but it wasn't broken the right way. No, it's not ma'akiv. But loy moshchon. Or he wasn't Moshech. This is talking about the chalos v'kikim of minchas mafetanu. It needs meshicha. The shemen has to be shmired on top. Dafka that. Also, that's not ma'akev ksheiros. Nis'arev kumtza b'koymes chaverta. This is already a halacha, not of additional maises which are not ma'akev in the seder hakrova. This is already something that is ma'akev. Kmitza, the Maisa Kmitza, and then the Haktoras HaKmitza on the Mizbeach is B'daymi Teshchit and Zrika. That's of course Ma'akiv. So here what we're talking about is that the Kumtza of Ruvain's Korban Mincha was mixed together with the Koimitz of Shimon's Korban Mincha. B'Minchas Kohanim, or Ruvain's Koimitz was mixed together with a Korban Mincha of a Kohen. And remember we said that a Kohen's Korban Mincha is Hukta Kolel, there is no Kmitza. So it's mixed together with another Zach which is Hukta, either two Kmitzos, or a Kmitza together with the entirety of a Korban Mincha of a Kohen. B'minchas Kohen HaMashiach, this is another one that's Hukav Agabi Mizbeach. B'minchas Nesochim, or it's together with not a Korban Mincha which is being Hukta, but it was mixed up together with a Korban Nesochim, which is an auxiliary carbon to a zevach which is brought. Ksheira. Lamaisa, all these are kosher aktos. Doesn't make a difference what it's with, as long as it's mukta. Agabi mizbeach. The fact that it's mixed up together with something else which is mukta is not a problem. We have a day chalakas here. B'Yehuda Oimer, b'minchas koyin ha-moshiach or b'minchas nesochim, psula. If the koimitz was mixed together with the last two cases that were discussed over here, b'minchas koyin ha-moshiach or b'minchas nesochim, that's psula. Why? Shezubli losa ova, this is a thicker mixture, vizubli losa rako. The mixtures, the texture of the mixtures is not the same. When you have two carbonists that are mixed together, the ratio between the soilus and between the shemen is the same. The Rav speaks out the details, so let's go through it. The koimitz of a minchas Yisrael is thicker because it's a loig of shemen to a nisaron of soilus. However, a minchas nesachim and a koim mashiach is a thinner mixture. It's more porous because it's shloisha lugim to yisaron. These are psukim in the halacha of minchas nesachim and pasha shalach. That's bol b'reviyas ayin shemen. And the pasuk by koim mashiach says soilus mincha tamid. That's like a minchas tamid, which the mixture is yisaron soilus. To reveal sahin. So mela, the mixtures are not consistent. So mela hin boilazumizu, they take away from each other, they mevatel each other. As they halter Yehuda. The Gemara is an interesting drash over here, Lefi the Rabbanon, and they learn out a din that's an important din in Kachem called Ein Oilin Ein Mevatel Zeze. Oilin are things that are oilal mizbech, don't have a kach to mevatel each other. Bittel is always predicated on two opposites. You have a little bit treif of meat falls into a kosher pat. You have a little bit cholov falls in the basar and so on and so forth. You have a little bit kachim falls in the chulin. Also, this bittel. Oilin complement each other. They could be oila together. So, they're not mevatel each other. They form one larger mixture. So, there's no bittel. That means, in concept, he's maskim that there should be bittel, the chachom. But there's a gzez hakosov that no, they turn into one complementary mixture and they're not mevatel zuazum. You don't have the problem. Now there's one crucial detail that we have to speak out over here. The Rav starts the discussion. He says like this: "V'hein boilezu mizu." So what's possible? Hakoymitz boilea miminchas nesochem miminchas koyim mashiach. The koymitz, which is a thicker mixture, is boilea more liquid, more shemen from those two. The ribo shemnen shemenoches elu al koymitz mevatlosle. V'havimincha shlohukta kumtzo psulo nekmetzes. The carbon that the koymitz was being hooked at. That's the problem, but not the Minchas Nesachim. The Minchas Nesachim is Kshera. And the way the Mepharshim explains is like this, is the... What's being this battle over here is not the Shemen of the Koimitz together with to the Minchas Koim and Minchas Nesachim. It's the soilus of... Since it's not in the right ratio, the soilus of the Koimitz is in this battle to the Shemen Hamiruba of the Minchas Nesachim and the Minchas Koim. That's the mixture which is the problem. As far as the shemen itself is concerned, the Mepharshim point out that the shemen of the koimitz doesn't become nizbatl to the shemen of the larger amount of the koim mashiach and minchas nesachim. Why? Because min b'mina, Rav Yehuda Shita is min b'mina le'batl in the 8th pek, in pek ha'taruvus and zvachim. So that being said, even in Rav Yehuda that there is a bittl, the bittl is on the soilus. Agav, the Mepharshim point out, why not say that now that the soilus becomes bottle to the Minchas, the Kain Mashiach, and the Minchas Nesachim, so then everything that's in the Kaimitz becomes part of the bigger Mincha, and then it becomes a Mincha Sheribo Shamno. We learned in the first parak that if the proportion is off, it's off. So why not say that the Shemen of the Kaimitz now tips the scale, ups the scale, and makes it into an off, out-of-proportion mincha. The answer to that is that problem is a problem only when you mix it together on purpose. Here it got mixed together. This is what the Rav means when he says that kivin shalemi das irvu shad shemen shabalose botel gabom kemandalese. So we don't look at the shemen of the kaimitz as problematic, but we do see the soilus, which was taken over by the shemen, of the bigger amount, we see that as being a problem. We don't see it as all being nivla together in one mixture. So there's a bittel going on. And again, if you hold oilin, ein mevatel zezes, there's no bittel at all. So the proportion being off doesn't chep with the carbon, the whole thing is kosher. That's the shita of the rabbon. Mishnah Gimel, shtei menochos shaloi nikmitzu. Two menachos that are before the kmitza, previous teruvis and mishnah beis, we were talking about where they're mixed together after the kmitza is mixed together. Here we have two menachos, let's say two minchas soilusim that are mixed up together, v'nisav v'zubazu. Im yochel likmitz v'zub b'fnei atzma, they were mixed together, but there's enough of a differentiation where you can make a kmitza from this side, and a kmitza, they're not totally mixed up, they're just sort of mixed up at the edges. But you could still make a kmitza v'zub b'fnei atzma k'sheres. The fact that the rest of the menachos, we don't look at that as chosa, the fact that they're mixed up. But if you can't do the kmitza, it's not called a ma'aseh kmitza from this mincha. You can't make a mincha, a kmitza, from two minchas to two minachas together. It has to be a kmitza from this mincha. So that's going to be problematic. So he's saying another case. A koimitz after kmitza that was nisarv in a mincha shaloy nikmitza, lo yakter. One shouldn't be maktered. Why? Because there's an iser to be maktered a korb mincha shaloy nikmitza. I mean, say it like this. The issue over here, it's mixed together that you're not going to be able to do a kmitza from the mincha shaloy nikmitza. But you don't want to be maktir a mincha shaloy nikmitza. It's also, it's not roi lehaktara. So merely, you're not allowed to lechatchila be maktir the home taruvis in order to be makshir the mincha that was already nikmat. However, if it was done, v'mhikdir, zusha nikmitza also labalim, because there was a kmitza, and there's haktara, the haktara is not nifsal, because mixed together with something else. V'zusha le nikmitza le also labalim, the one that was not nikmitza, obviously, there's no kmitza, so it's not all labalim. Nisarv kumtza b'shiorel, the kmitz after being taken out of the mincha was then fell back in. Oy b'shiorel shalchavet, or it got mixed up with the shirayim of another kavim mincha, lo yakdir. There's an issue to be makdir shirayim of a korban mincha on the mizbeach. So you can't bring it. Even though now it means that the mincha is going to be posel because there was no haktar on the koimitz. That's makiv, that's the zrikas dam. Vim hikdir, but if it was done, also labailam. It's not posel the fact that there's a tarubis, like we just said. Nitma koimitz vikrivoy. This is a new halacha. We've made mention of it, but here's where we're going to meet up with it now, as you said with Neatzmai. After tumah, something that's nitma is not really like rova at all. So we have a gzeis hakosuv, which is a pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh. V'hoya ametz acharon is going on the tzitz, v'nos acharon is avoyin hakadosh, v'hoya ametz chetomid l'rotzim l'mefnei Hashem. Shteta in pasuk that there's some type of avoyin kochim, which is nisiratze al yidei the tzitz. Avoyin kochim, even though it's a little bit vague, Lamaisa Chazal understood that this is going on a general chisorin in kochim, which has some type of tikkun. The only type of kochim shenifsa, which has takona, lamashal, if roiv the tzibur is nitma, you could bring betuma. And other cases, we learned the Masechta Shavuos, Barichus, about the halachas, about dinei tuma b'korban. But because over there there's room for compromise, so to speak, so may the Chazal understand that this is the avayin hakadoshim. They learn that also from different limudim. That the avayin hakadoshim that we're referring to is tumas kadoshim legabe aktora, and the aktora will be considered a kosher aktora akrova. So may the nitma akaymitz v'krivoy, if they brought it, hatzitz meratza, and the aktora is aktora, yotzi dechavis mincha, the rest of the shirayim are eaten. Yotza v'krivoy, again, we just said avayin hakadoshim is only on nitma, not on yotza. Ein hatzitz miratze, shatzitz miratze ala tome, vein miratze ala yoytze. Avayin hakadoshim that has ritzi l'rotzen l'fnei Hashem is only avayin hakadoshim of tumah, not any other psul in kochim.